We are on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Let us again start. The Gemara asked Akasha if Rayeo was Dafke, so then Yisrael should also be potter. They was lav dafke, so Shersha Yisrael, Shenogach, Shersha Nochri, should also be chayiv. Omar Rababo, Makro, Omad, Vayemoided Eretz, Ro, Vayater Goyim. Ro, Sheva Mitzvahs, Shekibla Alem B'nei Noyach, Kivin Shaloi Kimoi, the one Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs, Omad vehita momoina li Yisrael. That's Rav Abbo's makir. Rav Yochanan Omar mehoche hoifia meha poron. Mi poron hoifia momoinam li Yisrael. Rashi says hoifia gila momoinam vehitiroi. Mi poron shesive verser a teira kala umais veloi kibluha. Now, there is a interesting marsha in Chedushi HaGodis. The marsha in Chedushi HaGodis says as follows. Nira leforesh shetola heter momoinon beporon v'loi beseyer. The pasuk says, Zorach miseyer lomoi, v'fi yameha poron. So why does he speak about poron and not seyer? Der Scherzer as a teure Lumais Zorach Zorach Nisaya Shebo litain a teure Laisav Leikibel Mishim Leisirzach. The reason they weren't Mekabel was als Leisirzach Vechen Lesharumais. They had different reasons why not to be Mekabel the teure. Veifio mehar poron Shebo litna livnei Yishmael Leikiblu mishum leisignoi. Shlei rotsu lekablu mishum iser momen chavere. Balkein huta momeno. So it's huta momeno because they did not want to be mekabel the leisignoi. That's the hifia mehar poron. So the reason it was, there was hita momeno and hifia is gila v'itiroi is because they did not want to be mekabel the leisignoi. So lechayre have a shtikel ha'ores. So that's very good by the Yishmaelim. The Yishmaelim they could not mekabel the leisignoi. So therefore, so just like they're not chos and momen acherim, so the Torah is not chos al momoinam. But lechayre. By the other umis, by Edoim, by Zorach, Misei, Olomoy, there was a different problem. The Leisirzach was a problem. And Momin and the Leisignev, it seems they didn't have a problem. So why was Hitter Momoin on that, why was, by all umis Oilom, all Goyim, Hitter Momoin on? Beisach nicht. Tanya Nami Hochi. Now the Gemara brings a Baraisa. Sher shal Yisrael shenogach sher shal nochi pota. Sher shal nochi shenogach sher shal Yisrael. Bein tam bein mu'ed mishalim nezek shalim. Shenema, and it brings a posik, omad vayemoided eretz, ro vayater goy. Vayema hifiyo meha poro. Mai vayema, why do you have to bring a second posik? Vechiteima hai omed vayemoided eretz mi boile lechdrav masna uchdrav yosef. De vayater, ro, vayater goyim is not muchach that it means hitter momoino. There's two other pshotim. There's rav masna's pshat and rav yosef's pshat. So that's why toshma hifiyo mehar poron mi poron hifiyo momoino li yisrael. So the Gemara asks, "Mai the Rav Masne?" The Omar Rav Masne, Omed va Omad va Yemoided Eretz, Ro va Yater Goyim. מרו, רו זיין מצווה שנצטבו עליהם בני נויח, בלי קיימו, עומד והיגלו אויסם מעל אדמוסם. So therefore, רבי נשלום was מגלו them, they went into גולץ. ומי משמד והבהי ויתר לישנה דאגלו יהו, this is the lotion of גולץ, סיבהוכו ויתר גויים, סיבהוסם, לנטר בהם על האורץ, by one of the חגובים, it has two רגליים, לנטר בהם על האורץ, מתגמינה לקופצה בהוין על ארו. So ממילא, it could be ויתר גויים, is nothing to do with היתם ממוינה לישראל, ויתר גויים means, he made them go in גולץ. רשי says, והגלו איסם, כגוין כפתרם היוצים מכפתר, כגוין בסייר יושבו החירם, וכן אומייס הרבה, דוויימי דייב ארץ, ומידו כנגד מידה, is לחיירה very good, just like they were not חוסן מומן אחרים, so they took away their land from them, like this they were entitled to a land, and but if they are not חסן מומן אחרים, so on their own מומן, their own land, they went into Golos, so Al-Kapana, but not, the shot is not איתם מומן על ישראל, That's why you need a fiyo mehapor. Mai de Rav Yosef. What is pshat in Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef wants a different pshat in Vayater Goyim. Oma Rav Yosef, Oma Vayemoydet Eretz, Ro Vayater Goyim, Ma Ro, Ro Zayim Mitzvah, Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noyach B'loi Kimun, Oma Vitiron Lohem. See, not the world, Mekayim the Mitzvahs, so it's matter them. He was matter, he never came to the mitzvah. So the Gemara said, that's, but William, the Isguri Isger, so they're gaining from it. Im kein Watsinu, chai tein Iska, amere de kezach, that was a tzivui of Isser Gezel, that's one of the Zayim mitzvahs, and they weren't mekayim it, so they were matter. Im kein Watsinu, chai tein Iska. אמר מר ברית רבנה לא אמר שאפילו מקיימן אויסון אין מקבלן עליהם שכר. אפילו דר מקיימת דנת מקבל שכר. ולוי, סבי מוס אז דנת מקבל שכר, ועשניה רמי רימר מניין שאפילו גוי ואויסק בתוירה שהוא ככוין גודל. And we'll see this goy va'isik b'teira means he's oisik in sheva mitzvahs b'nei noich. That teira is allowed to learn. The other teira, the Gemara says, yeah, goy is not allowed to learn teira. Teira tzivolonu meirosha kilash yakev, altike meirosha ala meirosa, it's like a boal ala russo. Not allowed to learn other teira. So it means a goy is oisik b'teira is a kohen gadol. How do we see this? Ashayas oisem odom v'chai bem. Kahanim levim v'yisraelim neinema elo odom. Doesn't say Ashayas oisem kahanim v'chai bem. Elo odom, olamato. Shafilu goy v'yisrik b'tei reyu kikoyin godu. Omri, so the Gemara answered, ein mekablam aleim schar ke mitzuve v'oise, ala kemisha einay mitzuve v'oise, אמר רב חנינה גודל המצווה ואויסה יויסה ממי שאינה מצווה ואויסה. Now, there are many things to elaborate on this Gemara, but let us just first see Rashi. Rashi says, Loima, napshad is choyte niska, שפילו מקיימן אויסם שרי אינה מצווים, because they're not מצווה, אבל מאינשם לא יפותרו. But for the Einish, if they steal, it's Loi Potra. First, I would like to mention a Ritve in the Dvayake being down, the Ritve being down, the Briskerov, the Rambam. The Ritve is in Makis, Daf Tesamet Beis. So the Ritva says, Gimel l'shaynais nemru b'kusim. There are three types of goyim. Gertoyshev, benoyach, v'kusiv. Gertoyshev hu שקיבל בבזן של ישראל לקיים זיין מצווה שנצטבו בני נויח. הוא was מקבל, מקבל in הבזן. ובו זה, such a person, מותר להישיישב בינינו, he's allowed to live in ארץ ישראל, ולזה נקרא תשע. That's why it's called a ger tesha. He's allowed to live with us. He's allowed to live together with Eden. V'kivin shekiblon bebezn, and he was mekabel the sheva mitzvahs in bezn, hu nikra b'sheva mitzvahs eilu mitzuva v'oise. He's called a mitzuva v'oise. He's mekabel the sheva mitzvahs, a ger tesha. V'chiho in a ger tesha onu mitzuvim lach yoisei. Kefsi v'chei achicha imoch. That's going on a ger tesha. Ben Noyach hu shalei kiblon bebezdin. He wasn't mekabel, no commitment. Elo dekimlon shekiyem oisom me'atzmoy. He's mekayim though. He's mekayim v'sheva mitzvahs without a commitment in bezdin, but he's mekayim me'atzmoy. V'hu nidoy k'mi she'enei mitzuva v'oise. He's not a mitzuva v'oise. That's a ben noyach. Ustam kusi hu she'enoi zoya l'kayim zayim mitzvahs. A kusi, which we'll have later, we have a kusi, he's not mekayim the zayim mitzvahs. So we have a ger toshav, a ben noyach, and a kusi. So it seems the ena mitzuva v'oisa, what we're speaking about, is speaking about a ben noyach, not about a ger toshav. Now, the Rambam, Perikres, from Hilchis Melochim, Malochi Yedalek, says as follows, Kol ha-mekabel Zayin Mitzvitz, a person is mekabel in himself, a goy is mekabel himself Zayin Mitzvitz, v'nizar la-soysom, and he's mekayim takri, he's mekabel, ha-reize mechasidei u-me-so-ilom, v'yesh lo-ichelik lo-ilom ha-bo. V'hu she-kibel o-ison, v'yasa o-ison, מפני שציבו בהם הקדוש ברוך הוא בתורה. He's mekabel, because Rabbeinu Shalom said that a guy has to be mekayim these seven mitzvahs. וידיונו על ידי מוישה רבינו, שבני נויח מקודם נצטבו בהם. אבל אם אסון מפני הכרו הדס, he does the same mitzvahs, he doesn't steal, not because there's a tzivui that he's not supposed to tzil. Ein ze ger toishav ve'einoi mechasidei u'meisoilom. That's not a ger toishav, he's not mechasidei u'meisoilom, on b'zeich ha'toilom abo. Is dach sechmir, it seems on the Briska Rav also, on the Seif Chedushi Agriz, u'ben noyach hu shaloi kiblon bebezn, אלא דקימלון שקיים אויסום מעצמוי. So the מעצמוי דחסך means that מעצמוי, his seichel tells him it's not proper. That's why he's doing it. על seichel, he is a psah, a yashrus dike seichel, that's why he's not doing it, that's a ben noyach. In דחסך מיר, so our sugi is speaking about a ben noyach, So that what the Gemara says, Kiven Shaloi Kaimu, Rosh Eva Mitzvah Shekibla Aleim B'nei Noyach, Kiven Shaloi Kaimu, Shaloi Kaimu means Shaloi Kaimu als Teure. They're doing it Take, but not als Teure, they're doing it als Das Atzma. That's Dachser Mir, the Hagdore, That's what we're speaking about. We're speaking about a ben noyach who's mekayim me'atzma. Now, I'd like to elaborate on another nekuda. The Rashbe es hakasha. The Rameyer said, an Akum, that's Oisik B'Toyre, he's like a Kohen Godel. It's a Kohen Godel. Like the Rashba, mi hu koshali, hayachu ke koin godol, she'ene mekabel schar, ala ke'ene mitzuba vois, how do you compare him to a koin godol? He's not like a koin godol. Fine. Now, let us just see Tosfos. We'll come back to this kasha soon. Reihu ke koyin gadol. The third Tosfos from the bottom. Hode nokat koyin gadol mishum darshinim b'soita yekori mipninim mikoyin gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim. That Torah is more chashuv. The Gemara darshins from this pasuk. That a mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol am Ha'aretz, yekare hi mipnimi, mi Kohen Gadol shnichtas lefnai belifnei. The Gemara says there it's more choshev, and a mamzer am Ha'aretz is more choshev than a Kohen Gadol am Ha'aretz. Here he says he's like a Kohen Gadol, and the Rashba asks, Elochei is his enem et suva vois, that's the Rashba's kasha. Fine. Before we try to fanfare this kasha, I'd like to perhaps understand even Shero HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'enam Mekayimin Oysam Vayakar Oysam Yitiram Lahem V'loikayimam Omad V'yitiram Lahem. And the Gemara says Yitiram Lahem means like it's an Einem Mitzuvah Ba'oyseh. And Rashi says, if they're over, they're nenash, but let's end the mitzvah v'isa. I'd like to elaborate a little bit on this nekudah. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Shmini, Zmevaya, the pasuk says, by Nodav Avihu, it says, Vayakrivu lefnei Hashem eish zoro, asher loitziva oisa. What was the Avle? Leitziva Oysa. So he brings from the Chidush Yerim, Vinei Nodov Vaviyu Hoyu Tzadikim Gedoilim. Va'osu L'shem Shamayim. What they did, they Meredike Cheshboines, Meredike Kavones. There was one thing missing. Raksha Yechosa HaTzivui. But there was no Tzivui. Everything they did, they Cheshbed out without a Tzivui. So he feels Ois. Koyach HaTzivui Choshuv Min HaKril. This is more Choshuv. Again, he makes a Kal V'Chomes. He says if a Yid does not have the Asogis of Nodav Avihu, but he does something, he doesn't know the Cheshbonus, why, but the Rebbe Shlom says, I should do it, I do it. That's more Choshuv than anything. I'm doing Tzivui Hashem. Koyach HaTzivui Choshuv Min HaKril. We say, Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivon. That means, when we are saying, when one is doing a mitzvah, what is the alimus? It's v'tzivonu. We're mitzvah to do it. And by doing atzivu Yashem, Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivon. That's the ikar. So now, let us understand what happened over here. There was a tzivui for the Bnei Noyach to and the design mitzvahs. One of them was Gesel. There was a tzivui. Ein mekayim enoison, it seems, but ein mekayim enoison means, the way the Ritven Makkah says, is they're not mekayim als the tzivui. They do it, Mitzadatzmo, the Seichel tells them to do it. They're doing it because they think it's the right thing to do. But it's not because of the Tzivu. So Lemaise, so what are they doing? They're ignoring the Tzivu. That means, I'm not going to steal because my Seichel says not to steal. Not because you, the Rabbi Nishon, told me not to steal. I'm not to steal because my Seichel tells me. So they are, but by them, they're mevatel the tzivu. I don't need your tzivu. I don't care what you're telling me. I do what my seichel says. They're doing the same thing. They're not stealing taka, but they're doing it outside. So what did the Rabbeinu Shlalom do? You don't want the tzivu. You don't appreciate the tzivu. Fine. Vayatelem. You won't have the tzivu. The Svasemir says that Tzivui is the biggest chus, the biggest koyach, the biggest privilege that you are mitzvah from the Rabbi Nishon. Asher kichanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu. That's the kedushas ha'odom. That is zaychet to be mekayim the Tzivui Hashem. You don't want it? Don't be a Tzivui. Fine. So memele, there's no Tzivui. So when you steal, when you don't steal, you're not mitzvah voice, you lost the Tzivui. You lost this privilege. Now, Rashi says, but if they'll steal, they'll be nenash. What's the yoisha in that? So that's where the teretz is, the Ramban in Parshas Noach says pshat, that why was it that the nechtam gzardin ella al-chomos? Why was the nechtam the gzardin al-chomos? So the Ramban says, nishatim al-gzardin al-chomos mimneishu mitzvah muskeles. Ein lahem bo tzoyrech lenovi masse. Gezel is sichlis. So memele, they were nenash, not because of a tzivui. They were nenash, the seichel ha'odom is mechayiv ta'aser chomos ta'aser gezel. The chub, the marble came because they didn't use the seichel. Adat a nenash. That pshat by the umis ha'ilom. Pshat by the umis ha'ilom is that levaise, they had a privilege. If they would be mekabel the tzibui, then the mitzvah voiso. So memele, by not stealing the mekayim mitzvah Hashem, and that the Rambam says, is that ben oilam abo, is chasidim umas oilam. He wants to be mekayim mitzvah Hashem. A ben noyach does not want to be mekayim mitzvah Hashem. I'll do what my seichel says. It could be his seichel says the same as I am mitzvahs, but it's seichel. So, you don't want the tzibui was taken away. If you're over on it, so then, because there's a tzvi on seichel. There's a tzvi, just like the marble, the destruction oilam, came about because you did something connected seichel. Don't need a nomi to tell you not to steal. That's why there's an oinish. But a schar of mitzvah v'oisa you won't have. Because you don't want the tzibui is a privilege. You don't want it, you won't have it. That's Vayata Goyim. They lost the Tzivui. The privilege of a Tzivui they lost. Fine. Now, let's go to the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba asks a Kasha. He says, he doesn't understand. Rab Meir said that a Koyin Godel, that a Goy, that's Oisik B'Toyre, and speaking about Oisik B'Toyre of the Sheva Mitzvahs, is Ki Koyin Godel. How is he like a Kohen Gadol? He's an Einim Mitzvah Voice. How is he like a Kohen Gadol? What is Pshat? So, Das Sechmir, I saw Magolis Hayom in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. He brings a Zoya Chodosh. And Zoya Chodosh state as follows. And Das Sechmir, with that, our Gemara is Moyedik. The Gemara darshins, Yikara hi mipninim, Teire is more choshu than a Kohen Gadol shenichnas lefnim. Yikara hi mipnim, that's the drash. Mamzer Talmud Chochem, Odef me Kohen Gadol amoretz, amishamish lefnim. Steiten Zoya Chodosh, why is he better? We're taking these two things together. Since this Kohen Gadol is not Kohen Betoire, is a Kohen Gadol Amoretz, Ein Avoidoso Yavoide. Amoretz Kizach, we'll try to explain it soon, so that his Avoide is not an Avoide. Vein Mekabol Oleos Chav. As I say in Zoya. Kach Goy Ho'isik Betoire, Ein Iskoy Betoire Eisik, Ve'ein mekabel olav schar. So the Zohar Chodosh compares a goy who's oisek b'toire like a Kohen Gadol who does the avoide a Kohen Gadol amoretz. He's similar to a Kohen Gadol amoretz, and the similarity is over there ein avoidosay avoide ve'ein mekabel olav schar is the same thing. He also doesn't get schar. Ein iskei b'toire oisek. It could be that pshat is like this. Let's understand the first half. Ein avidosa yavoide. What's up? הכהן גדול המורץ, גוט, היקף ירוש ישיבה, אבל אין עבידוס היה בוי דרך מן. So Ben is in the 100% true, because Chazal Darsh in the Medrash and the Posik, Bezois Yovoi Arin Ela Teirish. Ein Bezois Ela Teirish, Nema Bezois Ha Teirah. The Torah said that what a Kohen Gadol accomplishes with his avodah, it's not he's doing the actions of the avodah. No. You can't do what a Kohen Gadol is supposed to do. Bezois in the Schus of Torah, Yovei Arin Ela Kodesh. If you're coming without Torah, you're doing, maybe you think you're pushing buttons, but it's not plugged in. Bezois Yovei Arin Ela Kodesh. The accomplishments, what a Kohen Gadol does in Yom HaKippur is Bezois. If he comes in Bezois at Torah, then is Yovei Arin Ela Kodesh. So Memele, what is this Kohen Gadol doing? He's doing a shell of Avodah. That means the dry pulis he's doing. He does whatever Kohen Gadol does. He wears the big dekune, he does the avoidah, but he is not ein avoidosei avoidah, and it says ve'ein mekabole eschar. He doesn't have schar? Not doing the avoidah. You're doing a shell of the avoidah. You're not doing the avoidah. The Torah says how avoidah's kohen gadol has to be. You're a kohen, you do, but that's not avoidah's kohen gadol. I'm sorry. So me'mele ein avoidosei avoidah ve'ein lo eschar. This guy, now we have a ritva now, Baruch Hashem, and a Rambam, that this guy that we're speaking about is not a Ger Toisho. He doesn't steal. But he doesn't steal, why doesn't he steal? Because his Seichel tells him not to steal. Not because of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He doesn't steal because his Seichel tells him not to steal. So Memele, that's a Ben Noyach, Shein Lechelek Loilam Abo. That's a Ben Noyach. So Memele, so the Rabbi Nisham, so Al Tzitziva Yashem, you don't want to do it. Now why are you learning the Torah? He's now, he's Isaac in the mitzvahs of Sheva B'nai Noyah. The mitzvah Sheva, why is he learning the Torah? Wants to see what the Rabbi Nisham has to say. He'll do what he wants to do. But he's learning the Torah to see what the Rabbi Nisham's opinion is. It's interesting to see. We agree, I hold you not allowed to steal, he holds you not allowed to steal. Let me see what he's doing. Ein iskoy esek. This limud ha-Torah, this is not mitzvah, he's not doing it out to the tzibur. He's doing it to understand the second opinion, to see what your opinion is. He wants to be knowledgeable. So Memele, he's like a Kohen Gadol HaMa'oretz. His mom is like a Kohen Gadol HaMa'oretz. The Kohen Gadol HaMa'oretz is not doing avodah. This is not called Torah. It's not called, it could be Eina Mitzvah Voisetak. It's Eina Mitzvah. Now he's learning what, he wants to see what the Rabbi Shom's Das is. It's all Kaponim. That's like an Eina Mitzvah Voisetak. It's like an Eina Mitzvah. He wants to, but he, about, that's it. He's like a Kohen Gadol HaMa'oretz. So the mom is the same. The Pnimi is Advarim, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have, and he doesn't have the Pnimi is Advarim. God, the Ben Yoyoda says, on this posik that Rameya brought, Ashayasa Oisei Ha'odom V'chai Bohem. So he's like a Kohen Gadol. So he says that he wants to say, so how did he get the Kohen Gadol over here? It's Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, and he's Nasik a Kohen Gadol. He says, V'chai ben, he says, because the difference between him, he's comparing him to, he says, just like a Kohen Gadol is different than other Kahanim in two inyanim. Number one, he wears Shmoyne B'kodim. That's number one. And number two, he does the Avodah Yom HaKippur. So Memelas, that's why in that Nekudah, a Kohen Gadol is more than the other Kahanim. V'chai b'hem, he has this Maila of Ches and Yud. That's what he wants to say. So he also has, so Bemela, that's the kind, in the Levishas Abgodim, in the Avodiyem Ekipurim, in the Chitzonius, it's these two things. That's, so this guy is also better. That means, the Chitzonius, he's Isaac Betoire, he wants to see what the Rabbeinu Shalom, he wants to see his opinion, what is considered Gezel, but Al Koponim, he's like a Kohen Gadol HaMa'oretz that's Eina Mitzvah Voice. So, because he gets a schar of eine mitzuva v'oise. Zog Taisvitz, mi poron haifia mamayna li Yisrael. Perish ha-kontres, שסיבי והחזר התורה בכל האומס, ולא קיבלו משמע שרוצה לומר, זה רש"י seems to be saying, בפורון נגלה לאומס, בפורון הוא נזכר לאומס, וכן משמע בתרגם ירושלמי, זה מתרגם מתורה דגבלו, that's פורון, איסקלה לבני ישמעאל, ופורן ארץ ישמעאלי כדרסי בהוגו וישב במדבר פורן. So that's ארץ ישמעאל. ובריש מסכס אבוי דזורי איסטה גרסי מי בוי בסייר, מי בוי בפורן. So we see that איסס פורן is ארץ ישמעאל, סייר is ארץ אדרם. ובואי שומנתי to offer the Torah to the humans. וקושת בשבס פרק רב הבקיבה, מש מדפורן הוסיני, תקרחושב, היי שמש שניקחו לו לוי. That Sinai has five שמש, מדבר צין, מדבר קודש, מדבר פורן, מדבר סיני, מדבר קדמש. So why story is that not פורן was the embassy of ישמעאל, פורן is that מדבר סיני. ונראה, so this is something very interesting, the מדבר סיני, מדבר גודל הוא. It's a very big midbar. Mitzad Echa, Nikro Sinai. One chelik is called Sinai. Mitzad Echa, Nikro Poren. V'chol chamish shemesh tekechosh mesech shabbos. Chamish is chalokim, oh you boy. These are five chalokim in this tremendous midbar. Shekol echot shmoy nikro kem. V'af agav tekedori shosam l'chol ha-shemesh. The Gemara Darshan is why it's called this, why it's called this. Okay, if it's one place, so it's good. So why does it have this name and this name? If it's five different places, it's, so the kashifak says, ain't la hak pedal se. But boi so yitzat she shmai poron nigla alibnei yishmai. Fine. Zog tais vizweite, Rameya said a shtik teir. Rameya said, kahanim leviyim v'yisraelim ein ksiv kan, elo odom. אלא אדם, אשר יעשו איסם האדם וחי בהם. ולמד אותו שפילו גוי ואיסק בתוירה, הרי ככהן גודל. פקטויסוויס, תימו, אין הגויים קרויים אדם. גויים ענה קולד אדם, אצז אדם, פקר, so that means not a גוי. כדסניה בפרק המקבל, אומר רב שמעון בן יחי, אין קברי גויים בתמם באויל, שנאמר אדם כיומס באויל, אתם קרויים אדם, ואין הגויים קרויים אדם. אמזן את הפוסק, אדם אתם, you called an אדם. So ממילא, so how could you be מרבה הגוי from אדם, הגוי is not called an אדם. בפרק דלת מיסס, פרש בקונטרס, הרשי אסקס לסקשי, רמי ידעוכי כרבונן דפליגי לידר רב שמעון בן יוחאי בפרק הבור יבים תאי. רב שמעון יוחאי is not השיטה המוסכמת, זה מחלוקת רב שמעון בן יוחאי עם דחכמים. דחכמים הולד על הגוי יש מטעם הבויל. זה ממילא, זה רמי הולד רק דחכמים, זה ממילא יולד על הגוי יש כל דודו. רבי נתם מפורש, יש חילק בין אדם להאדם. ובן אדם זה לשתיק תוירה. אדם, אתם קרויים אדם. האדם. הגוי, is also נכלל in האדם. אז כאן שואל הבן, what's the difference between האדם and אדם? שתיתן תויסס הראש, שיתם מקבץ, זה אמר את הכבוד. אתם קרויים אדם, is a title. That כלל ישראל has a shame אדם. And perhaps it's Nitin Lehayomer that the Shem Odom is derived from Adam Le'elyain. Odom is a Gevaldike Madrege. Adam Le'elyain, this is a person who's a Getlicha person, Adam Le'elyain. That's the Taitz Odom. In Zoyer it's brought down that there's Odom, Enesh, Geber, Ish. Odom is the highest Madrege, Adam Le'elyain. Atem Kruyim Odom. The Navi says, Klal Yisrael is called Adam. Umasayom are not called Adam. Fine. Ha Adam, if it says Ha Adam, so that means as follows. The Chashiva Adam, like Hayerech means Hayerech Hayemonis. So Ha Adam means the Chashiva Adam. Let me just see the Lashon. The Adam who miyut, you have to be an Adam. Adam ki yamus. Veha Adam means hamiyusher sheba Adam. Vein miyut acha miyut elo l'rabboi. Stat pshan l'rabbeinu tam. That means you're saying, not only Adam has to be ha Adam, two miyutim. Say miyut acha miyut elo l'rabboi. So Mela, Ha Adam can talk about a guy also. Adam is talking about Afke Atam Krimot. Teida. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll prove it to you that Ha Adam can be a guy. With the Porech B'Yabomis Mikroi De Nevi'i. The Gemara Sakashe and Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, the Psukim that seems that they're speaking about Goyim, and it says Adam. Psukim and Nevi'i. V'loi Porech Mikroi De Teire. The Ha'odam va'behema she'yimotzei besode. The Gemara could have asked the Kashim of a Pasuk in the Torah. They're speaking about Mitzrayim, Ha'odam va'behema. Achosam, so my mele, is a ray, so when the time brought is a ray, it's a maishtik Torah. Ha'odam is ichir agoy. Emit achmit el rabbis. Ha'odam is a yid. So Taisha says, we can slug up the ray. Achosam havi koidim matan Torah. They're speaking about before Matan Torah. So Mamela, it's, could be that's why the Gemara did not bring it down. Now, I think, perhaps we can say, Pshat and Toises, what's the difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah? So that's what Toises is saying as follows. There is Amor de Kuzari. The Kuzari says, there are five Sugim in the Bria. There's a Doimem, there's a Tzemeach, there's a Chai, there's a Medaber, and there's Yisrael. As is it the Kuzri. A Yid is not a Medaber that's Yiddish, it's another Sug in Ganzen. There's Yisrael, as is it the Kuzri. Now, this Darge, this Sug that is a besondere Sug of Yisrael, this Lechere was Neschadish with Matan Teire. When Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Teire, Then they became Nitzchar to be a Nusuk, to be the Am Hashem. And therefore that Atem Adam, that what the Navi says, you're an Adam. And we will say Adam means Adam El Elyoim. That came after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, so there it is Adam Ki Yomus Boil. So my middle, that's Adam. Before Matan Torah, there was no such sug as Adam. That what the Pasuk says, Adam va behemah, so there it's not speaking about the sug Adam, which the Pasuk says, Atem kruyim Adam. There it wants to differentiate, is Amin Adam, Namin behemah. So there the terminology of Adam meant something else in Gansam. There it wanted to differentiate, is a behemah and a Adam. But the Adam that we are speaking about, which is Asug Bifnei Atzmai, Agavuche, the Medrash Mul has to bring down, he asked Rab Chaim Vital, says, B'tzelem Elokim Osa Asa Adam, he wants to know if this means Afilo Agoy or Davka Yid. B'tzelem Elokim Osa Asa Adam. Al Kaponim, there is a Sug of B'tzelem Elokim, which is only a Yid. This was after Matan Torah. So could be it's no raya from this person. Vim taima im kain. So now akaponim the Rabbeinu Tam has a whole shtick teire. That Rabbeinu Tam says Adam means a yid. And ha Adam means goy. So when the Gemara wanted to say that this posik v'chai behem is coming to be marbe a goy, so didn't have to say the solar riches kahanim levim yisrael mleinema. Should have said,
Adam loinema eleve Adam. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The whole Glikiska says, Ashayas oisam ha Adam. Like the Loshna Gemara is very schwer. Agamal says, Yas oisam Adam achaibim. Kanavim Yisrael loinema ele Adam. Adam is problematic. I mean, ha Adam. So the whole Gemara is Lachera speaking about something which is superfluous. The Moshe has said, Adam loinema eleve ha Adam. That's the guy that's talking about a guy. That's the Svizkash. Vim kein havle le meimel. Adam loy nemar ela ha Adam. So this is la pirchi. Behach bereise misnaye be teures koine. This bereise is in teures koine. Vetu ve ikka hosam bechia gavne. The tani hosam. The Gemara mentions that the bereise in teures koine mentions a lot of things. Vechein away ma pischu shorim viyobe igoy tzadik. So the Gemara says, Goy Tzadik, it says, V'yavoyu ka'anim v'im v'israelam lo'inem, ela Goy Tzadik. V'cheini lo'im ha'iti v'ashem la'toivim. Ka'anim v'im v'israelam lo'inem, ela la'toivim. O la'mafesh v'la Goy v'ayishik b'toir, arei k'koyin gol. Al koponim, so the Teiris Koinim had a lot of psukim that they wanted to prove from these psukim that the posik is koilul afilu a Goy. So if it would only be our postix, then it's right. So the Teskanim should have said right away. It doesn't say Adam; it says Adam. But this terminology already was derived because it says Goy Tzadik. It doesn't say Kohen Levi Yisrael. It says Toivim. It doesn't say. So Mele uses this lashon. Bim Taima Vektaisus Vagoyim Nami Kruyim Adam. Kidersi blulei Hashem shayelonu bekum aleinu Adam. Pektoisves, and a guy is called blulei Hashem shayelonu bekum aleinu Adam. So you see that goyim are called Adam. This is a problem. Zakash Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Before we see Toisves Teretz, I would like perhaps to say a shtikel Teretz. There's a meredik yepirish antilim from Abchaim Vital, Eitz Hadas Toiv. He says, Amoridik Ezach, he brings from Zera Kodesh, I think it's a Pirkei Rabbelezer, Amoridik Ezach. He says, this capital Tillim is speaking about Ba'achis Hayonim. He says, after the Shibud Dalad Malchias, there'll be another Shibud, Agolus Yishmoel. Sheyiye Ba'achis Hayonim. And he says, Golas Yishmoel will be worse than before Shibud Malchias. And this capital is speaking about Golas Yishmoel, speaking about the Dalit Malchias, and it's speaking about, it says twice, Lul Hashem Shoho Yolonu Yoimano Yisrael, Lul Hashem Shoho Yolonu Bekum Aleinu Adam. So we're going about the Dalit Malchias, Lul Hashem Shoho Yolonu, and Lul Hashem Shoho Yolonu Bekum Aleinu Adam. Zutar Azoy. He says, Yishmoel is a Ben Avram, he's Nimul, he's called Pera Adam. He's called Pera Adam. He's not an Adam Gomul, but he has genes of an Adam in him. He's a Pera Adam. He's not an Adam Gomul. He said, the Dalet Malchias, the Nimshel Techayas. The Bechal not considered an Adam. They're Chayas. Each one was Nimshel Techayas. Each Malchias was Nimshel Techayas. So this is speaking about Lulei Hashem Shayelonu Bekum Aleinu Adam is going on Yishmoel, which is not an Adam Gomel, but is a Shtikel Adam. So it could be, this would have perhaps be a Teretz. Bekum Aleinu Adam means someone who has in himself a Shtikel Adam, as a Per Adam. But Taisus doesn't answer this. So Taisus has a discussion. V'yishloima, the Bemokim, Shemaskir Hashem, Maskir Umeis Beloshin Odom, Kaloima Dova Cholosh Noilad Me Odom. It's here, when the Pasuk is saying, if we have the Rabbi, Lulei Hashem Shayolanu, Bekum Aleinu Odom. He's only a Ben Odom, and we have the Rabbi Nishlam Shayolanu. Vechen Gabi Chiram, Ata Odom Veloikel, so also, we're differentiating between a Ben Odom and a Kael. So that's why he says the Loshen Odom.
Chayn, Hashem li loy ira mayasa li Adam.
So again, it's speaking about where the terminology Adam over here is used. So this is a ben Adam, and we have the Rabbein Shalom with us. Vivo hiksha ve'etem Adam tachtecho. So it's also speaking about goyim. Ve'tirzar shinen ve'etem edoim tachtecho. The Gemara darshens artikrei Adam ele edoim. Gabi Yehu reimo b'perik basre de broches. V'ho da'om abba sheleya. Yesh kinyin l'goy be'eretz Yisrael. Lach b'boirei sichen na ma'oris. Midrsi v'oretz nosa livnei Adam. Oretz is going on Eretz Yisrael. V'nei Adam, so that's a goy is a kinyin in Eretz Yisrael. Nei Adam Mashme Adam Harishin. These are the children of Adam Harishin. That is the Taich B'nei Adam. So that's Pshat in this pasuk. Let us go further. Tana Rabbono. Ukvar Shilcha Malchus Harisha Shnei Sardiotis Eitzel Chachme Yisrael. Malchus Harisha sent two officers Eitzel Chachme Yisrael. Limdunu Teirashem. You should teach us Teire. Karu Vishonu Vishilshu. Vishas Petiroso. When they left, this was a crash course, but Al Kaponim, Karu Vishonu Vishilshu. Vishas Petiroso Omru Lahem. So the Sadiotis told Chachme Yisrael, Diktaknu Bechol Teirashem, Umbedaik the whole Teire, Vemesu. Mamish, everything is always calm. Chutz midover zeh shatam oimrim shir shay Yisroel shenogar shir shal nochri potter shal nochri shenogar shir shay Yisroel bein tam bein mood mishalem nezik shalem. And what was the taine? Lomdes, not samazayet. Linduna teraschem, I have in the Frankel Gemara, there's a girsa, linduna teraschem shatam loimdim b'mishne. We wanted to learn Mishnayis. We wanted to learn Mishnayis. From a mele, they learned Mishnayis. So the Mele, so they came to this Mishnah, and said the Mishnah, so we asked Takasha, didn't ask Takasha? Where's Takasha? And longest they asked Takasha. They asked as follows. Mamonavsha, Ire Yehudake, Atulu Benochi, Kinogat, the Israelite. Mamonavsha, Ire Yehudake, the Nochi, Kinogat, the Israelite. Ire Yehu, Lavdake, Atulu the Israel, Kinogat, the Nochi, Lachai. The dover zeh ein anu meidiyim oisei lemalchus. The dover zeh ein anu meidiyim oisei lemalchus. So what is pshat? So let us see, this it seems as a machlokes to mahalchem in the dover zeh ein anu meidiyim oisei lemalchus. So chut mi dover zeh. Behem legilu lahem taime shal dobo, shem amoyne shal goy becheska sefke, mitnei asa kone. So the Abitaisis Rabbi Neperes learns pshat, that this is the Chachamim told them the yes to kashe, but they didn't tell them the Peres to this kashe. A very good kashe, macham gen agmor is a kashe kashe, but they didn't tell them the Peres. I mean, because that's what they have to hear, that Shemamayne shall go becheskes hefke v'gnei asakone. So Mamele, that they couldn't tell them. That's how the person by the presence of Asarashi left. Others learned pshat. They bring the Rabbi the presence on another pshat. They told them like this. This we don't understand. They told the Chachmei, so we don't understand it. But the Dover Zeh in Onam Medina is the Mahmoud, but we won't tell this over to the Mahmoud. I mean, even though we don't understand it, we'll tell them we understand everything. We won't tell this to the Mahmoud. So according to this Pshat, the Pshat is that the Goyim told the Chachmei Yisrael, this is a kasha we have,
But this part we won't turn over to the Malchus. And then the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres brings down that Lemaise, they, when they came, when they left, they wished to make a net, and whatever they learned, they forgot. So, from the middle, when they came back to the Melech, and they couldn't, everything good, that meant that they got everything ready side to side. So I'll compone them, so we don't have this problem. Kavu v'shonu v'shirshu, in Taima amrinu b'chadidu, Taisu, amalame teiru l'goy, oivu b'eshe, amagid vorm li'yakev, v'shloima, d'bal kochach osu, alpi dibrei amalchus, that's 100% true, but they were forced to do it, when the scribe links their atme, not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh on an esher, it's not just an esher, but they're not mechuyev to do it. Inami also atme on geirim, to be isa b'sutri b'parshis af chayvev ame. They were geirim the meisa. So someone took shots of the geirim, so why didn't they want to tell them when they even already? So just like someone spoke through, just like Rashi says in Rashi Sisrael, okay, you mabaza amol it neger, I saw the data, so you can't tell them right away everything. You have to make all the time I was asking right away, I guess, so that's why we didn't tell it to them. Look to the mother Raisa. Amor it became Raisa. That's more by Yehuda Shiva Leibrata. Mother in the slum, Tashmu by Yehuda lost the daughter. Omre Labonon, Lule, Kum Nezo, Ninchane. Let's go together with the Menachem Ovo. Omre Lahu, my Isli, Gabi Nehemta, the Babylon. I will not come together with you, you Babylon. In your Nusach of Nechama, I hold this very wrong. The Giduto, I think the way you're Menachem, it's your Megadus. The Omri, my Epsilomeva, what can you do? What are you Menachem? You have to pull yourself together. What can you do? There's nothing to do. There's no ready to about it. So, Ula held that is not the right thing to say, because there's a Mashmoy. If I could do, I would do. Now, I can't do it. The Mashmoy is stronger than us. You can't do anything, so it's a bit of pill swallow it. He held that in the garden. You don't talk like that. That's not shot, because then this is a Mashmoy. If I could do, I would do. Also, Hula Chudi Legabe. So he went along. Hula did not want to go and hear the Nechomis, Adem Menachem Adelim. He went along. Omale. So he came to Rashmu Bayuda. He told him, it says in the Pesuk, Ayema Hashem Al Tosa Rashmoyu, Al Tisya Bo Mucha. Vima Ola Al Dato Shalmoy Shalakis Mulchama Shalay Bershus. Aisis. The Rebbeinu Shlomo had to tell them, don't make Muhammad fight, if he wouldn't have told them, he would have made Muhammad. That was the chesmen of Moshe Rabbeinu to make a Muhammad. Halonosa Moshe Kavuchayma Ba'at. Moshe made a Kavuchayma. Ma Midyone Shloi Bo Elo Lazarus Moshe. Homro Teire Teire Tore Rasa Midyone Vikisa Moshe. Ma'avim atzmam le'toshtein. Hey, the Midyanim were only Messiahim to Moya. And there, the says, Torah, the Midyanim, we see some Moishon. With Ma'avim atzmam, Rashi says, Shehishkilu v'kilku v'zochru es bilom. How about did you do? So Moshe Rabbeinu had a kavuchayim already. So you don't have to, if I have a tzibui, I'm sorry, it's a Midyanim. My other, my, I can see out the kavuchayim. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moitsha Osa Al Daitcha Osa Al Daitcha. Stay Pereda Yishtoi Vishyeshi Laitse Mehem. I hear from Moya, if you're going to fill out the Moyadim, yes, I hear Stay Pereda Yishtoi Vishyeshi Laitse Mehem, Ruth HaMoyaviyo, V'namo HaMoynis. Is Memele, is the Cheshbin, you're looking at it now, your Cheshbin is not the Cheshbin, but it's another question, you have to look in the future. If you kill out Moyer, so there'll never be a Rus, there'll never be an Amo, there'll never be a Dovid, another. So that's why he told them not. At ule gemachta kalbochen, bleid rogen kalbochen, umadish you stay freve freve. Chos akadish bonku, habeis umeis doiloi, doloi hechiva. Because of these freve freve, the Rabbeinu Shalom did not mean famous in the kalbochen or the kalbochen. Which made him it. The zicha deserving, they will come and to wipe them out, 100%. But the Rabbi Yisrael said, but there's a chesed of state, a private state. Bitter shall Rebbe in Shere, Ruye he lotes me men of Dover Toy, al achas kama vekama da habachaya. Now, let's see what he's telling them. So Rashi says, private gateway. Bitter shall Rebbe in Ruye le zera kosher, al achas kama vekama shetiche. It seems Rashi was not gateway. In Tseiroi, Rashi was Vedvidish Rebbe, in Ruyi Lotus Men of Dover Toys. So that's what I found, later I found in Lakuti Bosa Lakuti, the similar tribe. There's some Sefer in Teres Moshe Al Atei and Pashas Kisavai, seems a Moshe Bike Rambam, which is in Tadecha Bapachad Meir, Rambam wrote to his son, Ashrei Odom Shechocham Yomov B'Mehera. A person is glickler if he ended his days quickly. Ashrei Odom Shechocham Yomov B'Mehera. So the Chassam Sefer explains as follows. L'chol Odom Kitzva Ma'u Tzorech L'Tzad. A person came on this world for a purpose. But he has to accomplish the Torah or the Mitzvah. He came for a purpose. This is only as the Gesher HaChayim puts it, Olam Haz is only a Gesher, it's only a bridge. You come to this world to accomplish something, and then we go back to Olam Haba. A person came on this world to accomplish something. Umi Shegomar HaKitzvai, if a person, whatever the purpose of his creation was, he accomplished already. He's from Yama. So he finished already. So there's no need for him to be here anymore. So the Rambam says, Ashrei mi shechosam yomov b'mehera. If he finished already, what his happiness is, so it's finished. There's no need for him to be here. He goes back to Tehillim Abba. Zotkech Sefer, Hainu imhu la'atzma. What means, if the whole tachlis is for himself, so he finished what he's supposed to accomplish, on the melee, so he finished. Avum yeshlei bonim upoyim aleim lehitivom. So then you can't look at what that he's a Muslim. You have to look at what's going to be with the kid. So I think that's Shav the Nechama. He told him the Nechama that if she would have been destined to have children, so your Adelis is, your Tzaris, what she could have had. Let me tell you, if she would have been destined to have children, she never would have died. If the Rabbeinu Shalom made that Moya who was trying to get killed, that these umas remain because this destiny, this shtei preges, if there's a prege by her, never would have happened. So I told Shabbos, she wasn't destined to have any more children. And her top kid, she was Mekayim Bishlamus. So Memela, so that was the Nechome of Ula.